And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Brought to you by Dreft, the amazing suds that practically washes your dishes for you. Yet it's so mild, you can trust your dirtiest washables and its gentle suds. Ladies, today's new Dreft is more amazing than ever. It's unsurpassed for washing your filmiest dainties, your lovely new wool sweaters. Yes, new Dreft is so mild that you can trust your sheerest things in its gentle suds. It's safer for colors than the mildest soap flakes. Washes silks and nylons so gently that colors stay brighter longer than when washed with any soap in the world. Sheerest fabrics last longer when washed in Dreft mild suds. There's nothing quite like Dreft for your daintiest washable. To help keep colors bright, to make things last. You love that Dreft. And now Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo is in a position to inherit millions through the good offices of Lord Egerton, chief of a company which traces missing heirs. To share the fortune with Lorenzo is Lady Audrey Jones, who is supposedly Lorenzo's third cousin. Belle, who doesn't know that Lorenzo expects to inherit a fortune, is suspicious of Lord Egerton. But now Egerton, to show his good faith to Belle, has made $10,000 on the stock market for Lorenzo. $10,000. It's morning at the Joneses. And we hear the front doorbell ring.
Will you see who it is, Lorenzo?
Well, okay, Belle.
And whatever it is, whoever it is, don't get into a conversation. You do it in the garage.
Oh, the garage. That's all she ever thinks of. Oh, Lord Egerton, come in, come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Lorenzo.
Oh, not at all, Lord Egerton.
It's an early hour to intrude. Still, I thought you'd like to deposit this in the bank. My personal check, Lorenzo, for $10,000.
$10,000?
And the profit on the stock market deal I made for you. It comes to $10,000, exactly. I told you it was a surefire tip, Lorenzo. And for your sake, I'm delighted.
Good morning, Lord Egerton.
Mrs. Jones. I've already made my excuses to Lorenzo for arriving so early. And permit me to make my excuses again. But it's my experience in life that it's never too early in the morning to be handed a check for
$10,000. $10,000?
Yes, it is true. Look, well, that Lord Egerton's personal check made out to me.
But I was in a position to do it, you know. Make this tidy sum for your husband, Mrs. Jones. And I said to my secretary, Mr. Cartle, why not cut Lorenzo in?
But I have a question to ask, Lord Egerton.
Mrs. Jones, I'm sure you have many questions. Any good wife would. Wives are concerned about their husbands, which is only natural. But in this case, why ask questions? A deal on the stock exchange is legitimate, perfectly legal.
Well, I realize that, Lord Egerton, and I'm grateful. On the other hand,
You're suspicious of me?
Well, I...
Oh, you needn't be, you know. For everything's turned out beautifully, hasn't it?
Beautifully?
Yes, but...
I knew how you felt yesterday when I suggested that Lorenzo act on this tip.
What do you mean, Lord Egerton?
Well, I'm not a mind reader, but I know something of human nature. So you probably said to Lorenzo, there's something rotten in Denmark.
Yes, it is.
Darling.
You won't make a penny out of this deal, you probably said to him. On the contrary, you'll lose money, and then you'll be in debt to Lord Egerton.
Word for word, Your Honor. I mean Lord Egerton.
Yes, but instead of losing, instead of being in my debt, you've made $10,000, which should satisfy you, Mrs. Jones. Satisfy you that your suspicions have been groundless.
Well, yes, I do have to admit that things did not turn out as I feared, Lord Egerton.
Yes, that makes me feel much, much.
Ah, good.
To know that you're no longer worried about me, Mrs. Jones, to know that you finally realize that I have your husband's best interests at heart, this is enough for me. I bid you good morning, Mrs. Jones.
Would you care for a cup of coffee, Lord Egerton? Have you had breakfast?
Oh, an hour ago, thank you. No, I must toddle along. The check, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
I'd deposit it immediately if I were you.
You bet.
And should I hear of another tip, from time to time I do, I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
It's been a pleasure, Mrs. Jones, and I'm so glad that we are beginning to understand one another. Goodbye, old boy.
Mr. Adler, Lord Egerton.
Yes, Lorenzo?
I haven't expressed my deep gratitude.
Oh, it's not your gratitude I want, Lorenzo. Good morning.
Good morning.
A $10,000 profit, Bell, and I've made it without lifting a finger.
That's the trouble.
Bell, what is it?
I can't help it, Lorenzo.
But this is a moment for joy, darling. No tears.
I've no joy in all this. I haven't, Lorenzo, because I don't understand what's going on. I haven't from the very beginning.
Ah, sweetie, Pa.
No. You can't treat me like a child, Lorenzo.
Golly, who treated
you? You have, and don't deny it. Why is Lord Egerton so interested in you when that secretary of his, castle and Lady Audrey Jones? You keep saying you can't tell me that you've pledged to secrecy, but I can't bear it.
Ah, here, now stretch out on the couch and come.
Why did Lord Egerton give you all this money? First $1,000 bills and now without your little nickel, he hands you a check for $10,000. Made it on the Canadian Stock Exchange. But I can't understand it, Lorenzo.
Well, there's a reason.
I know there's a reason, and I demand to know what it is now, this minute.
No, I can't. My lips are sealed. I've given Lord Egerton my word. Belle.
I'm your wife. I'm entitled to know the truth. I've got to be told, Lorenzo.
Okay. This I can't let you do, have you so upset. But now, look at me, Belle.
Yes.
Now, this is between you and me, the secret. You mustn't let Lord Egerton know that I've broken my promise.
I won't say the word, Lorenzo.
Because if he found out that I've not kept my word, he might get on his high horse and I'd be out millions.
What did he say, darling?
Well, you look upon one of the two heirs to the $10 million fortune of the late Lawson Jones, Canadian Lumber and Copper King.
What?
Lady Audrey Jones, my third cousin, and I are the two legitimate heirs. There's about $5 million in it for each of us, less Egerton's commission. If we can prove what Lord Egerton feels sure we are, direct descendants of Lawson Jones.
You can't believe this, Lorenzo.
Of course I believe it.
Lawson Jones, the copper king?
Lumber, too.
There's no Lawson in your family.
Yeah.
And who says that you and Lady Audrey are related?
We're third cousins.
But she's been ill, Lorenzo. Lost her memory. She's sweet and all that, but to say that she's related to you, that both of you are related to a copper king. Is this Lord Egerton's story?
It is.
Well, then I'm suspicious all over again.
No, Mother McKee.
He wants you for something. He needs you for something.
You're talking in riddles, Belle.
I am referring to Lord Egerton. All this money he's handing you, a total now of $13,000. He wants something, Lorenzo, in return.
You bet he wants something. He wants to establish my claim and Audrey's claim to $10 million. And why not? He'll get plenty for his efforts on our behalf.
I don't believe it for one second. There's something fishy here. Only you could believe such a fantastic, preposterous tale. Now I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going to look in your old family Bible. See in the desk drawer.
Hey, now, wait a second, Belle.
Here. Lorenzo, look. Now, look that over. Mm-hmm. All the family names are listed. Your grandfather, Eustace. Your father, Homer. Then there's Abigail. And your grandfather's three brothers, James, Macduff, and Phineas. All born in this country, Lorenzo. None of Canadian stock. And none ever had millions.
Oh, she's impossible.
So you're the impossible one to believe such a story when you know that there never was a Lawson in your family.
You never can tell about these things, Belle. A black sheep who runs away from home to make his fortune, in this case in Canada, does so. And I become an heir.
But there are dozens of names listed in your Bible, but no Lawson and no Audrey. I know what I'll do. I'll write to your Uncle Macduff and to your Aunt Abigail. They'll never...
Oh, no, Belle.
It's information we want, Lorenzo. They might be able to supply it.
I demand that you sit down and listen to me.
What?
By telling you the facts of the case, I have broken my word to Lord Egerton. And if you write to Aunt Abigail and Uncle Macduff, there won't be a shred of the secret left.
You
forget something. Oh, no, there's a detail you don't know about. The bogus heirs.
The bogus heirs?
See, I'm not the only one in the picture. But these others, according to Lord Egerton, if they knew about me, they'd try to discredit my claim. Murder me, even, to get their hands on what is rightfully mine.
But,
No, we must remain silent.
I can't, Lorenzo. I know you're headed for serious trouble.
Belle! Now, for the last time, you now share my secret and my hopes for the future. And you've got to stand by me, and most important of all, and this is a warning, Belle, you mustn't make a move, take a step, or even peek. I want you to give me your solemn word, Belle, that you will do nothing. Raise your right hand.
Well, will Belle listen to Lorenzo, do as he commands? Shut her eyes to what she feels in her heart, that she mustn't trust Lord Egerton? And what of Lady Audrey, whom Lord Egerton is keeping in a state of amnesia? What part will she play in the lives of Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle? Mother, after you've worked hard to get a nice dinner, isn't it wonderful? Doesn't it make you happy to hear everybody say nice things about it?
Sure. Everybody's happy until it's time to do the dishes.
Wait a minute, Mom. Doing dishes isn't a problem anymore. Just get new self-washing Dreft. It washes the dishes for you.
Did you say Dreft will wash my dishes for me?
That's right. New self-washing Dreft practically washes the dishes for you. It saves washing, saves wiping, saves scouring. And dishes come out so clean they shine, even without wiping. You simply let your dishes stand in warm Dreft suds for 2 minutes. Give a swish of the cloth as you rinse, and they're done.
Then while Dreft is washing my dishes, I can be doing other things.
Sure. And self-washing Dreft suds also work magic on pots and pans. Dreft has an amazing float-away action that gets under grease. Floats away stubborn grease without scouring, better than any soap in the world. Yet, self-washing Dreft is so mild, you can trust your sheerest underthings in its gentle suds. And Dreft leaves your hands beautifully smooth and white. So why wash dishes? Why wipe dishes? Why scour pots and pans when you don't have to? Get new self-washing Dreft today. Let Dreft wash your dishes for you. This is Ken Roberts inviting you to listen in tomorrow at this time for the next episode in the story of Lorenzo Jones, brought to you by Dreft, the amazing suds that practically washes your dishes for you. Yet it's so mild, you can trust your daintiest washables in its gentle suds.